I think white people are the only race of people that like to be scared for fun. Like, you feel me? Not an attack. Doesn't make you bad. Makes you interesting. But not bad, but bungee jumping, skydiving, swimming with sharks. These are torture tactics. Some of you pay for them. That's a curveball. I just think white people get to have a different relationship with fear. Doesn't make anyone bad. I just think it's an interesting observation. White people can have a different relationship with fear. Like, I think white people are the only people you could walk up to and just be like, hey, you want to do something scary today? And y'all won't just outright say no. You feel me? You'll be like, well, what do you got in mind? You feel me? But like, you go to anybody of another race, they're like, fuck no. But like, white people have follow-up questions sometimes. They're like, well, what are you thinking? Okay. Look at roller coasters, right? Theme park owners know white people love being scared so much, you'll pay for a picture of your own face terrified. That's their business model. That's how reliable it is. They were like, yeah, that's where we're gonna get the rest of the money. I've been in so many white homes and seen a framed picture of the entire family terrified. Why? Why is that even a thing? I haven't been in one black family's home and seen a picture of four black people absolutely terrified. And they're like, yeah, that's the time I got stuck up at gunpoint, right there. That's us. This is where I tried to sell my kids for my own life. So wild to me, man. And understand what I'm saying, because I understand I'm generally speaking, right? I'm speaking in generalities. I understand there's special case scenarios for everything. So please, like, I'm not being irresponsible with this. Just be on the same page with me. I'm just saying, generally speaking, though, that kind of holds true. I'm saying, generally speaking, I feel like white people feel fear so rarely that y'all schedule it as a vacation activity. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, literally put it on a schedule. You're like, at 12, we're gonna have lunch. At 1, we're gonna pet a tiger. You're like, what the fuck are you talking about? A tiger? Huh? You know what no one black has ever said to me? I wanna go on a safari. Not once. I got so many black friends, no one's ever wanted to go. It's our country, and we're like, nah. But I have so many white friends that want to go. Doesn't make them bad. I'm just saying it's an interesting difference that you can spot and go, oh, shit, okay. Why doesn't a safari sound insane to everybody? I didn't realize it was something we were so, like, polarized on. I thought we were all of the same mind. Like, that's fucking crazy. And apparently, we don't agree. I never understood, like, why it isn't crazy. You want to go to the zoo without the walls? That's what we want to do? You want to take away my favorite part of the zoo? The part where they can't get me? That's what we're taking away? Oh, all right. Every time I go to the zoo, people are looking at the animals. I'm looking at the structures. I'm like, that's a good wall. Like that net. Love that glass. I've never understood it. Why doesn't a safari sound dangerous to everybody? It's not even a safe web browser. You feel me? You ever open up Safari in front of somebody with Firefox? They're like, what the fuck are you doing, man? They make it sound like you just fucked a hooker with no condom. They're like, well, close it, throw it away. Who knows what's in there now? It's so wild to me. I'll entertain it. Like, I'll talk to my white friends. Their defenses are so bad. And I'm not saying these are all white people's defenses. I'm saying you wouldn't want to be represented by my white friends. That's what I'm saying. The stuff they argue, I go, that's a bad one. They'd be like, just go on a safari. You're going to be fine. I'm like, based on what? They're like, you got a tour guide. I'm like, that nigga's not a wall. It's like, what do you think's going to happen if a lion saw us and was like, oh, I'm about to eat these motherfuckers. You think he's just going to be coming at y'all and be like, oh, shit, they brought the guy. God damn it. Hey, wrap it up, guys. They brought the fucking guy. You don't think the lion just sees more food? That's what I can't get. Like, that's not how your brain works. You think if a lion saw a black tour guide and two white tourists, you don't think he's going, oh, shit, dark meat and mashed potatoes? Oh, fuck. Looks like KFC came to me. Like, what are we talking about, you know? What do you think the tour guide's gonna do? Entertain him for a second. What do you act, you don't think that's just a guy on the clock? You think that guy actually cares about your livelihood? A lion's coming at y'all, he sees it. You think this dude's just gonna step in the way? Oh, no, 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 lion. No, 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 lion. Not today, lion. You eat zebra, lion. Zebra, black and white. These people, just white, no good. No good. That's why we bring you Mixed Kid. Blade! Blade! Where has Blade gone? It's so fucking stupid. It just makes me laugh. Like, I'm just fucking around, but you get where I'm coming from, right? Like, you get the point I'm getting at. That's all I'm saying. I just think fear is such a great example for us to explore the concept of privilege, where everybody can see it and realize no one's the villain, but you can identify the differences. I just think it's a great example, you know? Like, can I tell you something real wild? I got a wild theory. I think I'm onto something, I just don't know how to prove it. But I think I figured something out. I think I know why each race has a different relationship with fear, especially fear for fun. I think I can see what it is. It's kind of a wild theory, but I think I'm onto it. I think if you come from an oppressed group, you've never been so bored with life that you're willing to risk yours. Does that make sense? Like, I don't know Jews that like escape rooms. Y'all know y'all came to a comedy show, right? Like, I'm not running for office. I'm not the guy. I'm just here to make the funny points. I think I'm on some. I don't know Jews that like escape rooms. I don't know black people that are into bondage. Whips and chains, you said. Fool me once. I don't know any Mexicans that want to do a tough mutter. That's a real good one. Like, if you know what a tough mutter is, that's on point. If you don't know what a tough mutter is, just so we're on the same page, a tough mutter, it's one of those races you do out in the middle of nowhere. It's a foot race where you're just going through an obstacle course. You're going through, like, water hazards, running over hills, running through, like, electrified fences. I don't know one Mexican who's like, again? Yeah, for sure. Yeah, let's do it. They're like, get the fuck out of here. I did that to get in, not fit in. Fuck out of here, my guy. All I'm trying to get at here, I'm not trying to attack anybody. I just want us to understand this concept better so we can get past it, right? Anytime I see somebody online or on TV or wherever say that privilege doesn't exist, I need you to understand, you're not a bad person, but you are wrong. All right, I'm not trying to come at you, but you are actually wrong and you sound ridiculous to people who do understand. Just take the time to understand. All right, privilege exists. Bro, I'm a 6'3" black man. There's not one person in here that thinks my dick's small. That's my privilege. I get big dick privilege. Doesn't matter if you're right or not. You didn't think it. That's my privilege, man. If I was an Asian comic saying all this same shit, you wouldn't have thought the same thing. Beyond, there's not one woman in here who's been at a bar, seen an Asian dude and been like, oh, he might dick me down. And he might. He might do it, but you weren't thinking it. That's my privilege. I get big dick privilege. It's a hardship I have to work over every day. Trying to overcome. But when you say privilege doesn't exist, you know what I always think of? It's always this story. It's such a banana story. When I was a kid, I remember telling my dad what my dream job was, okay? I told him I was 5 years old. I told him I wanted to be in the NBA. My dad is a black man from Alabama in the 1940s, okay? He's not a big dreamer, right? He's a very practical man. His vibe is more like, survive. I'm like, okay. That's what he's like. And I remember I told him I wanted to be an NBA player. You know what he told me? Just have a backup plan. I was like, God damn, can I dream for a little bit? I'm five. But that's what he felt like he needed to communicate to me based on his experiences in this country as a black man. Fair enough. I accept that perspective. I hear you. Meanwhile, my best friend, next door neighbor, I was there when this happened. I remember seeing him tell his dad what he wanted to be. He said that he wanted to be the first black president in U.S. history. You know what his dad told him? Anything you put your mind to, you can achieve. Isn't that beautiful? But that kid was white. Don't tell me white privilege doesn't exist, my guy. I was there. I saw that shit with my own eyes. I saw this white father, who is a good man, I still talk to him to this day, see his white son look at him and go, I want to be the first black leader of the free world. And with me still in the room, he looks at his son and goes, well, if you just work hard enough, I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Tell this kid no. Tell him that one's not for him. Couldn't do it. Privilege is just such an interesting topic, and I don't want to harp on it too much longer, but I just want to drive this point home, okay? I do feel like if we're being fair to both sides, there are privileges that white people do get attacked for, and I don't think it's fair. If we're being critical of both sides and we're trying to come together, right? I do think there's one thing I've seen y'all do that I do find very funny, and I hope you find it as funny as I do. And I don't think it's fair that you do get slack for it. I do think white people are the only race of people that I have seen get offended on behalf of a group they are not a part of. Like, you know who to picture, right? That's all I'm saying. But here's the thing. I don't think that's something to attack you for, because I believe at its core that's something of goodwill. That just meant you cared for another group of people. You were trying to speak on their behalf because you thought you were doing right by them, right? That's a good thing. That's nothing to attack you for. It may not be the way we want you to do it, but that's okay, right? And here's the thing about it. It's a really complicated situation, because if you look online, you see this happen all the time. White people will do something on behalf of black people. Black people go, don't do that. And then white people go, oh, my bad, what would you prefer me do? And black people go, I don't know. And then we're just left nowhere. But both of those sides are fair. To be clear, those are both fair dispositions. Sometimes it's hard to come up with a resolution. You just know when someone isn't doing the right one. That's fair. And it's fair to care and not know what to do. So it still leaves us in the same place of what do you do when you're trying to have someone else's back. I think I came up with something. Hear me out here, all right? Listen, I think this is a universal way to show support for a group you're not a part of. You can use this in any group. I don't know anyone who would turn this down. And I don't know what you do after this, but you can always start with this. I'll give you an example. As a black person, if I'm there, I don't like it when I see somebody white tell somebody else white that they can't say the N-word. Because that's my line. You feel me? Like, that's what I get to say. Why are you trying to upstage me, man? This is my big moment. You know what I need you to do? I need you to say motherfucker after my line. That's support. You get what I'm saying? Dude, I get to go, you don't get to call me a nigger, and then you come in like, motherfucker, and I'm like, okay, so now I feel strong. I feel supported. We're a team. You feel what I'm saying? I'm done with allies. Be my motherfucker. I need more of those. That's what I need. Because I don't think there's anything scarier to a racist person than a black man with a white army. He'd be like, oh, fuck, his cause must be good. I think that's actually scary. Stop being my ally. Be my motherfucker. I don't know when I started caring about all this kind of shit. If you saw my show like 5 years ago, I wouldn't talk about nothing like this, you know? I don't know what happens. I got older. I don't know. Started voting. You start voting, you're like, all right, I need to throw some opinions out of here because I'm hearing some wild shit. It's weird as you age, the way your priorities change, the way your life changes. I'm not trying to be like aging sucks. I'm cool with it. But it is weird the ways in which you'll age that you didn't anticipate. Does that make sense? Those are the ones that are weird for me. Like the regular one, like my knees are sore. I got to wake up early. I'll probably go to a matinee. Like those are the, I'm fine. I was ready for that. But the weird ones where I'm like, nobody told me that was part of it. What the fuck is going on with me? Like I heard the other day, I heard a rap song I couldn't relate to one part of. I was like, what the fuck was that? That's a weird moment of self-realization. Look, I don't know if you've ever been black before. I've done it my whole life. You know? If you hear an entire rap song and you end up going, shit, I don't think any of that was for me. What a weird moment in your black existence of like, where do I fit into this? I still remember what the guy said. I swear to God, I think you'll relate. I remember he went, I got an actress on my mattress. I'm going to hit it 3 times in one night. That's a hat trick. And my brain just went, exhausting. That's all I felt. 3 times in one night? I was like, not for me. That's crazy. 3 times? Bruh, you don't got work in the morning? Nobody's pussy's better than sleep. I'll tell you right now. And that's not an attack. The older you get, the truer that rings, and you fucking know it. That's not an attack. Ladies, I'm sure your pussy's great. Sleep is good. I like sleep more than sex, and it ain't even close. I know that. You know how I know I like sleep more than sex? I go to sleep every day. I don't miss one. I only have sex sometimes. And even when I have sex, when I'm done, I'm like, God damn, I want to go to sleep. If that song was about me, it would have been like, I got an actress on my mattress. I'm going to hit it 1 time, then I'm napping. That's my entire... I'm like, yo, this... Hey! Trying to hit them NyQuil bars, bruh. I just think it's so weird to see the things that make you change as you get older. I think it's weird to look at other people your age and see the shit they care about versus the shit you care about. You ever seen that? You ever on Facebook and you're like, what are they fucking ranting about? You ever have those moments where like, this is the hill you want to die on? This is the cause you stand for of all the things? Have you seen this group of people that's trying to get Disney's Snow White canceled? Oh my God, I'm losing my mind over it. There are adults, our age, voters, people whose votes count the same as yours. They're out here trying to bring down a cartoon. They're so dedicated. Have you heard the argument? She never gave consent to the kiss that woke her up. That's what they're arguing. Now listen, I'm not trying to be on the wrong side of an issue. I'm not trying to sound like I got some hot takes. I'm just saying, you've all seen the movie, right? We've all seen Snow White. All I'm saying... It really feels like they're leaving out the whole he did it to save her life part, huh? Is that not a crucial detail in the context of that circumstance? Like, if you were the prince and that happened to you, wouldn't you want to confront her? Like, hey, you want to explain the rest of that, though, so I don't sound like a creep? Appreciate that, because you got me out here sounding like Bill Cosby right now. And I'm just saying, that dude was putting them to sleep. I'm just waking him up. This is a totally different thing. I don't think you should be allowed to make someone who attempted to save your life out to be a predator. That's the only line in the sand I'm drawing here. I think that deserves to be defended. If I tried to save you, I'm not a creep. When I was a kid, when I was 7, right? I grew up in Tampa. When I was 7, I was at the beach, right? And I remember I was swimming in the ocean. I'm swimming poorly, if I'm being honest. I'm drowning, let's be honest. I'm drowning. I'm for sure drowning. I passed out. I sunk under the water. I had to be saved by a male lifeguard. I shit you not, I woke up on the beach to a male lifeguard giving me mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. And when I came to, I completely understood what that situation was. There was no confusion. I wasn't like, oh, nigga, I'll see you in court. Okay. You ever heard of Me Too? Well, Me Three now, bro. I just think it's such a weird circumstance to like, this is the hill you want to die on for this argument? I'm not against consent culture. I'm asking, is this where you really want to make your stand? Within this premise? That's what's odd about it to me, you know? Like, have y'all gone back and watched the movie, like as adults? It's weird, man. It's real weird. Do you remember what the curse is? True love's kiss will wake her up. That's real specific. Like, they really narrowed down the danger that could have come. You got to be pretty sure to go for it. It's not like they went, hey, man, first one to kiss her gets to keep her. Then a bunch of dudes started marching to get to her first. My hoe, back up. Okay, you get it. I'm just saying, it's just such a weird place to make your argument. And I can understand, to be clear, I can understand where you're coming from if you were just like, I just wish it wasn't a kiss that he had to do to save her. I can appreciate that. I'm just saying, but can you stop making it sound like he squeezed a titty when he did it? That's more where I'm coming from, you know? I want to make this very clear, because this is a tricky topic to make jokes about, obviously. At the end of the day, I understand my place within this premise, right? I'm a man lightly making jokes about sexual assault. I understand that. And I can never put myself in the position of a woman in relation to a topic like this. I understand that. All I can do is empathize the best I can from the perspective that I have. And that's as a black man in this country. And I'm just saying, as a black man in this country, I don't get what you're talking about. Let me say hypothetically, right? Hypothetically speaking, I'm in a coma. I'm dying. And you say the only way to save me is for a white dude to whisper the N-word in my ear. Do you see what I'm saying? Here's the kicker. If we're being honest, I don't need him to ask for my permission. My life's on the line. There are bigger priorities at hand. Do what you gotta do. Bro, I don't care if you whisper. Get on all fours for all I care. Nigger! Nigger! I'd be like, hey, I heard you the first time, Steve. Goddamn. Can you give me a sec to wake up? I take a second. No, I appreciate what you're trying to do, but we're gonna talk about that second one. You don't get to call me two niggers, and then y'all would say, look at my army for me, dog. Look at us. That's how you fucking do it. That's a weird example. Let me give you a better one. I just wanted to see what you were gonna do. Let's say hypothetically, I'm in a coma, and I'm dying, and you say, the only way to save me is true love's kiss, just like the movie. I assume y'all would want that handled the exact same way I would want that handled. I would want somebody to go round up everybody in town, form a line, take my weekend at Bernie's body, prop that shit up in a kissing booth, put some cool ass shades on that motherfucker, look back at the line and go, all right, everybody without herpes goes first. You feel me? Is that not what you would want? Like, let's be real for a second. I want to make it very clear. I am not against consent culture. On the contrary, couldn't be more for it. But that's not the place to make your stand. I do think after all of the allegations we've heard from women over the last couple of years, men should be making more of a point to showcase to women how much we do have your backs, how much you are going to see like a change in the behavior you've been encountering, even if we're not the individuals responsible for it. What I'm getting at is that we need to show that we have your backs. You feel me? But the question then becomes, how do we show you that? Here's what I'm pitching. Men, start making consent your biggest kink. Take a sec, process what I'm saying. Start making consent the kinkiest shit that you're into. Start being a fucking freak for yeses, you feel me? Like after the Me Too movement, show them what you've learned. Anytime a woman goes, how do you like it? I'm like, with permission. Like I lean in. I lean in. Bro, I don't unzip it till you say please. You could be like, get over here and fuck me. I'd be like, is that how we ask? At this point, having sex with me is like binge watching Netflix. Every so often, I interrupt the flow just to be like, do you still want this? Yes or cancel. Are you awake? I'm joking, I'm fucking around. It's a good question to ask.